Say it again?
Yeah, y'all boys could pull up right down here, man. You live right here. Yeah. Don't you know these trees are money trees? You know what trees these? You don't know what kind of trees these? Huh?
No.
These are pimento trees. These trees grow, and the amount of money you could get off this tree, and that tree, and that tree, and here's the apple tree. That's a whole little fucking money tree, man. Yeah. And I imagine nobody picks this shit. When the apple grow, they grow and drop and dry and drop to the ground. And it don't look like somebody picking the pimentos, so. Though. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to find that they were picked.
They got to pick.
But the woman who is the
caretaker.
Gardener.
Yeah, caretaker.
Well, she owns the tenant. Is a fantastic herb gardener.
Okay.
Very, very much into it.
Okay.
Different kinds of
plants.
Yes. You look around this place and see just many, many different kinds of plants.
Well, that's pimento, and that's money tree. That's pimento, that's money, that's pimento, that's money. That's apple. Well, this whole place is fruited still, and nobody can sell these coconuts. And you got to have somebody to reap them and carry them in the city. And if nobody to reap them, it's like they just waste. Because now and then somebody comes in and works, pick them off, and probably take them and give them away. If someone was hungry and needed money really bad, this tree would bring in a whole lot of that. Because you would have to get somebody to reap it, though. Pick it. Climb the tree, pick it. All this needs a lot of energy. So living is.
Then in Henry Miller.
Could be a guest house.
It is.
Okay. After that.
That's my house right there.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Mr. Henry Miller. What is your name?
My name's Charlie.
Charlie. You call me like Lenny, but Charlie and Charlie's Angel. You seen the movie Charlie's Angel?
I haven't seen the movie.
You're joking, man. The guy named Charlie. The guy looked just like you, man. Yeah, you know, the guy looked just like you. All of a sudden, you know, just burst out with a lot of surprises. What I already said this morning. Oh, man. Can I, smoke? So I thought you'd blaze it up a cigarette, you know? I said, shit, to see you break out the spliff, man, I was all right then, man. I was sleeping, but I wake up, poking. Watch this herb.
These are two different herbs, two different grades of herb. Okay, watch this. One different, this one very, and they're two different styles, and they show you the difference in two different styles, or two different styles of the juice.
What's that? That's two different herbs come from two different styles. You see the difference?
Uh-huh. Okay. Wait, I should get my camera.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get the camera.
Yeah, so that.
So, okay, and then we've got two different.
As you could see, there's two different herbs from two different styles, and it's two different grades.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now, how can you tell which is the higher grade?
Well, right now, in this weed,
This one?
Yes.
And why this one?
This is the sail. This is where the sail now come in. This is a special quality. As you can see, how she curves. Yes, no. Okay, even smell it, you could smell it too different herb. Two different smell it.
Very different.
Yes. I show you the different style. Check the smells. Even the smells could tell you which herb better.
Yep.
Touch the man. You know what that means? Means powers, man. Yeah, man. Well, you see, when I get to Westmoreland, where the high grade is, and I'm going to check my virgin in Orange Hill near Goalie. Going where the real deal is, and you could and then if you think I'm lying, you could check Westmoreland weed and St. Elizabeth weed, the difference of the bud.
I think I'm gonna get out of the sun.
I'm gonna be less quick. If I use the big splits, I have to use two here, like, and mix the two of them, and get the powerful thing.
Now, when you buy it, do you buy it in those little saran wraps?
No, well, you see, when I buy like this, I'm poor. I don't buy like this, because like this, you don't get the real deal. You get small amount like this. When I really go to buy these guys, weed from these guys, I buy either 10 or 20 US. Then I get size of buds like my fingers and packs like my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that way I see what you really have. When you have it like, when you've got to buy like this, is when you don't have any money, you know, you just got to make sure you got a little smoke to carry it through. Because where I have this little smoke now, I was saying, if my guests don't smoke, then to just stop and get a good draw weed from anybody on the sidewalk, it's not good. You cannot find it. You're not going to luck enough to just find a good draw. Because everybody is selling, but not everybody have a good weed.
Must be so.
You see, no, well, I'm telling you from Fox here. You see, because certain people just grow it and sell it. I could grow it and sell it, but it won't be as strong as if I get it from the West.
Right.
Well, that is it. That is it. So, I don't bother growing it because I don't have the soil. And I know the real soil has got to, it's coming from the West, so you got to buy. Yeah, man. I got some. Yeah, I'll show you some herb, man. You're gonna be so friggin' surprised. And these are natural herbs. I'm talking about herb that grows without, chemicals.
What can you tell me about the history of Westmoreland? Do you know anything about its background? You know, was it originally some kind of plantation countryside or
west? The west is where the Maroons come from. My tribe, I am a Maroon. You ever heard of the Maroons?
I have heard of the Maroons.
I am one of the Maroons. But I don't know my tribe. I did not know I was a Maroon because as a youth, I didn't know my father. My father died before I get to know him. And I had stole away from Jamaica when I was 15 years old. So I grew up in the U.S. I knew that I was mixed with the Indian breed, but I didn't know what tribe. It was when I came back home, my family told me, you know you from the Maroon tribe? I said, nope. They said, don't you see you look like you slightly got some Indian in you? I said, yeah, but I didn't know. They said, well, okay, your father was a Maroon, although you don't know, but keep that in mind, your father was a Maroon. You know who is a Maroon? Some bad warrior who win the war here in Jamaica with the British in early days. And I think they're from the west, somewhere down there called a compound. Have you ever heard of a place called a compound?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, down there is where all the histories are in the west. Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yes, passed through, but no. Yes and no. I passed through, but I have not known any of the language, and I don't have any friends in the Maroons, and I have not been there to socialize. But I passed through, just drive through. I need to go there and on one of the celebration time. I think it would be friendly then. But it's so far in the hills and most time because I'm poor, I have to stay working. Sometime when they keep the nose concert, I may not have any money or equipped with transportation and time to get there. So I have to just catch it on the radio or TV. But it's exciting. They have celebration known to them every year.
Is there a name to the celebration?
Yes. What they call it? Something like the Mardi Gras thing in Louisiana. Like,
yeah.
You'd be well, they just would call it something else, but I don't exactly keep up with it too tough because, you know, I'm kind of out of touch with them. But yeah, you know? You see.
Hey, just keep breaking it up with your fingernails.
Well, this is a special breakup. It's not any breakup. Well, you couldn't sell me weed like this. I had to break it up like this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not here in Jamaica, but, you know, I would take it from you like this because we would call it shakes. But you couldn't smoke it unless you break it up. You say, well, these things tough?
Yeah.
These buds tough. These are buds, you know. No, these are no leaves.
Yeah,
you see, no leave, like I told her. You see. So. Well, it's not darn good. What's your interest in weed?
Well, as far as Jamaica's concerned, I think weed is Jamaica's biggest problem.
Yes. I think so, too.
It's like, I don't know, it's a hypocrisy. It's like something wrong with the character.
Like I told you, what's wrong with the character? Some guy cites that being in government, he could control all the weed trade. From the small man, my fool, and tell him not to plant it, but everything he plants, he takes it away.
See, I've been thinking that it comes from the United States, that
the pressure.
Yeah, that if Jamaica was left to itself,
yes,
it would legalize marijuana and benefit from it.
Definitely. We have that feeling. We just don't say, but if I should tell you...
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. If I should tell you what we... how we feel about that statement, what you just made. We know quite a few things, but we just don't say, but I could tell you this. We know, America know that we got the best soil down here for the ganja, and they don't have it, but they planted it, because I went to some place down in Orange County where there's a lot of weed down there with my friends. They was cultivating, and they got almost a whole goddamn hillside of pure ganja. But it's not the grade like what come out of Jamaica. When that weed harvest, it nothing tastes like our weed. They would give up all that friggin' cultivation just for a few pound of our herb. So what America see that no matter how we cultivate it, it's not craved for like the Jamaican weed. So what do? He come down here and kill us all. Then make a trick on it that it can't reach us, so therefore for them weed must sell over there. But it's not selling. They're leaving, coming over here for it same way. Like I told you, it's all from the soil, man. You see? And the soil give you a special taste. And there's nothing like a special taste. Do you know all I'm coming this morning, all my intention was to fucking find a bottle of water so I could brush my teeth. Okay, I brushed my teeth this morning about 4 o'clock. But I want to brush my teeth again. And nothing like getting that water to brush my teeth. Then I could communicate. I feel good. It's just like smoking a spliff. You want to smoke a spliff. And to your taste, and you know so well, you got to smoke a spliff. And if it's not a fucking high-grade spliff, you don't want it. It's just simple as that. Don't matter what the fuck. Is it high-grade? No? Well, I don't want it.
Funny, I always seem to like whatever I was smoking.
Yeah.
Hi, where's Henry? I called him, but I didn't reach him. Hi, I'm Charlie. How are you?
Glad I'm here.
Eric, we met before, right?
I
think so. Huh.
Did you get that house?
I'm going to have it tonight, yeah.
You want to keep on out till income?
I'm sorry, say again.
Yeah, we do till income. You want the key?
Sure, that'd be great. Good. Thank you.
I'm soon to come now.
Yeah, I'll be back. Okay.